Central Pacific at 97,500, 500 Continent and Pacific 500 over 7,000 in the certified in the Central Field since 2021, and mass arrest for extortion and mass crimes is in operation across Africa. Police in Gaza have arrested three female suspects for being in possession of counterfeit 500 packet notes amounting to 94,500 packets. In a statement, police spokesperson Ray Hamanga has confirmed the arrest, stating that the incident was reported on September 25, 2005, at around 19 hours in Kodak Katambo of Makoa Compound who operates a liquor store in the area. According to Mr. Hamanga, Mr. Katambo reported that at approximately 18:30 hours, a woman identified as Francesca Mwansa, age 32, attempted to purchase alcohol using a counterfeit 500 packet note, and upon being searched, she was found in possession of additional paperwork totaling 1,000 packets. Mr. Hamanga says he was immediately apprehended and taken to the Makoa police station for further questioning, during which Ms. Mwansa led officers to another suspect, Margaret Mkita, age 34, of Emmendale, who was found with 2,000 packets and counterfeit 500 packet notes. He says further investigations led police to third suspect, Riku Mutukira, age 46, of Makoa North, and a search of a premises uncovered 94,500 packets and counterfeit 500 packet notes. Mr. Hamanga said the total amount of counterfeit currency recovered from the three suspects stands at 97,500 packets. Ministry of Health has announced that the contraceptive prevalence rate for modern methods among Nairobi and Zambia has risen 52%, marking a significant milestone in the country's reproductive health efforts. Speaking at a media briefing to commemorate World Contraception Day, Ministry of Health Senior Secretary Dr. Kenji Mfinti has emphasized that access to contraception is not just a health issue, it is fundamental to gender equality, education, and economic empowerment. He has noted that government is taking decisive action to overcome long-standing structural barriers, including funding shortfalls and supply chain challenges. Dr. Mfinti says with sustained investment, Zambia could prevent over 730,000 unintended pregnancies, nearly 1,000 maternal deaths, and more than 17,000 child deaths by 2026.
We are committed to a future where every pregnancy is wanted, every childbirth is safe, and every young person's potential is fulfilled. Today, we have made significant strides towards that promise. The contraceptive prevalence rate for modern methods now stands at 52% among married women. And we continue to see a steady decline in the unmet need in terms of the usage of family planning methods. The power to choose is transformative. When a woman has the freedom to plan her family, she has the power to shape her own destiny.
And UNFP Country Directive Seth Brickman has highlighted additional schemes that expected the importance of ensuring reliable contraceptive supply chains, expanding the range of available methods, and actively addressing misinformation and around contraceptive needs.
Moreover, these methods help reduce risk of unsafe abortions and associated health complications, ultimately leading to healthier and productive communities. Use of contraceptives is fighting for building rights, delivering rights and choices, empowering individuals to transform their lives, promote gender equality, keep more girls in school, accelerate economic growth, and enhance resilience to issues as we experience like climate change.
Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mumbo has revealed that more than 7,000 inmates across the country have been certified in various vocational skills under the Technical Education Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TEVECA, since 2021. Speaking of Unity, Franklin Fine, during the collection of service at Nisquare, Boston, said that Bates in Malaysia, held in Osaka, in a speech read on his behalf by Minister Finance Secretary Dixon Mpemba, the minister said the skills required include carpentry, bricklaying, tailoring, mechanics, and agriculture, or any of the shipping segments with passport, income generation skills for life after incarceration. Mr. Mpemba has further disclosed that 27 former inmate corporations have been successfully registered under the Corporations Act through the Ministry of Law and Modern Enterprises since 2021, out of 109 applications submitted during the same period.
These subjects of education are not just issues of paper. They are part of the digital development and economic independence for our former inmates. This achievement underscores the new government commitment to ensuring that every inmate with our collective capabilities equipped with marketable skills.
Meanwhile, Zambia Correctional Service Commissioner General Frederick Kimondika has reaffirmed the service's commitment to rehabilitation through structured education, agricultural training, vocational programs, and financial social support.